Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Milan! Giroud, si gira, sinistro, rete, col capolavoro di Olivier Giroud!
Leao carica il mancino, eccolo qua, Rafa Leao,
il Milan è campione d'Italia.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. Here we talk everything Milan, how the hell are we in fourth Milan, and international break needed Milan. Stevie P, Vinny T, always here, faithfully every Monday. With the good and the bad, but we're going to try to bring some sort of not too much negativity today, because we've had enough of that over the weekend. Speaking of positivity, guys, if you've seen the thumbnail and you're going to see the other arts, Sonny is officially back. He's back home in Norway and he's back part of the MWP team. Thank you to Presidente, to having done all those graphics, but a very welcome return for Sonny, right, Steve?
Yeah, he needed to get back home. He's back home in Norway, and let's go, Sonny. Let's back in action, back to get back that graphic game. Presidente filled in splendidly, but we need Presidente to work his magic behind the scenes, not making artwork. That's why we pay Sonny.
And on another side note, as I said last week, that the worlds are colliding. Going to go see Franco in Milan Club New York to go watch the Napoli game in 2 weeks. And surprise, surprise, our friend Raffaele from he's in New York, and he invited me, because it's going to be close to where I'm going. He invited me to go get a haircut, Steve, and this place is full Napoli. Should I trust him? He says he's giving me the Napoli special. I'm not too sure, and we'll see. We'll see what he's got mustered up, but the other worlds are colliding.
Yeah, Rafa's a good guy. Go see him, get your hair cut, and take it from there. Tell him to enjoy it while it lasts, because this is not gonna last past the season. So,
all right, I like that one. So, let's get straight into it, Steve. You keep on saying, you know, these bad games that we have, at least show me some sort of fight. Show me that, you know, you're giving your all. It's been a while. I want to get your first thoughts of what went through your mind, Stevie P's mind, the Saturday while you watched this abysmal performance.
Yeah, so this is one of those challenging ones where it's hard to get the motivation going and try to create content, because I can honestly complete this podcast in 30 seconds. This was shit. It's been shit. And it's something that we've tried to stay positive about and be upbeat about. But these types of performances, like we saw against Udine, there's just everything's going wrong. And yes, we saw some last year as well, but there was something different last year. There was some fire. There was a real goal at the end of the season. It was the Scudetto. They really wanted it, and you saw it from everybody. And everybody played above and beyond their capabilities. And again, it's normal. After a championship year, it's very difficult to repeat. All the Juventini out there are going to say, yes, no one's going to do it 9 times. Well, yeah, it's very easy when you're cheating the system and you have all the players at your disposal while the other teams are going through a financial crisis. So that's my response to the Juventini out there who say 9 times in a row. It's hard. It's hard to repeat. And there's a lot of ups and downs. And we're seeing a lot more downs this year than ups. But this game against Udine was terrible. You could just sum it up as we were shit. From back friends, we were shit.
It was ugly. It's been a while that we haven't seen this kind of ugly performance. You know, I was even having a hard time, Steve, coming up with a top of the game, you know, because for me, you know, looking back and I was trying to look at the game and, you know me, I'm always trying to stay positive and, you know, just the way the first goal went in and okay, the penalty. And then I just felt that that second goal just before the end of the second half, it just took the life away from all of us.
This life, I've seen it a couple of times online. This, they took away the life. We shouldn't even have got the penalty. That's not a penalty, Sean. Guys. Tell me what you want.
How do you say it's not a penalty?
That's not a penalty. The soccer is ruined, guys.
Oh, yeah.
It's a couple of times I've been saying it. Soccer is ruined. And Serie A is the most ruined of all the leagues. Because as they call the Udine penalty shot, they blatantly missed the Rabiot Vlahovic handball that we're going to talk about after.
Yes, we will. Yes,
how
we will.
Do you want to move forward in a league like this when they're calling? I don't even want penalties.
You know what the worst part is that we were at the bar and we're like, no, that's not a penalty. And then you go see the VAR and it's like, okay, but it deflected off the body.
This is,
I guess, it's
mind-boggling how we as a fan base and as people, I try to watch this as unbiased as possible. And you cannot make up shit like this. And I don't even want the penalty. When he missed, I was kind of happy. I was like, you know what? First of all, it's time for Ibra to understand that the mantle needs to be passed. And again, I've been someone who said when Ibra was healthy and Ibra started here, Ibra's the man, Ibra takes the penalty shots. Ibra has not been with us for more than a year, guys. We have another superstar who's down on his luck and has absolutely nothing going for him, okay? Now, whether we get this deserved or undeserved penalty shot, the team right now, Ibra, needs Leao more than it needs Ibra.
I really thought it was going to give it to Leao.
Yeah. On the spot. You want the big bucks? This is where you're going to get the big bucks. Take that spot kick, put it behind the net, and now get your ass going. Because the walking on the field has to stop. The body language of the team needs to change. We need Leao more than we need Ibra right now, guys. So if this team has zero balls to tell Ibra, look, it's time that you understand your role and the spot kicks. And now, Theo Hernandez is not even on the field, right? Because Theo Hernandez usually takes spot kicks as well. Now we're going to move everybody aside and we're going to make our 41-year-old take the spot kick so we can say we have the player, the oldest player in Serie A to score a goal. That a bit, it's on the management, right? Pioli is the manager. He has to say, look, Ibra, I need Leao to get going. Let's get him a goal. It's a shit goal. It's a crap goal. But hey, we're going to take it.
We'll take
and
it, yeah.
Let's get him started, right? No. We put the 41-year-old there because we shit in our pants. And Pioli shits in his pants and can't tell him what to do. But at that point, too, Ibra, at his age and what he does, has to understand that he needs to get the young guy going. He sees that there's missing something. Physically, Ibra can do it. But mentally, he has to understand that that spot kick was a gift from the soccer gods to get Leao going. Now, am I saying that I'm going to predict the future and after this goal, he was going to go on a tear the rest of the game? No. But you have to take these opportunities to get your star players going. And for many, 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 many reasons, we need Leao to get going.
You know, a lot of the formation questions, Lab Gorilla on Patreon, you know, what's the best course of action to shake some life into the squad? We're just going to play such passive games. Or top four is gone. Formation change, personnel, people are mentioning that we go back to the back four, Steve. Is it, you know, giving, people are saying giving Leao back that space on the left. Guys, I'm sorry, Tomori, we've said that it's not the Tomori of last year. Chao has had a couple of bad games, but again, this is what social media is about. Chao has two good games and all of a sudden he's the next coming of Christ. And all of a sudden, like, you know, if you look back on that second goal, but is a formation change needed?
This, I'm getting a bit pissed off about this stuff, okay? So I see this stuff. And is this Tomori like the Tomori of last year? Absolutely not. Guys, but your defense, and again, I've said this about Juventus fans when they were loving the BBC, your defense is as good as your midfield. Our midfield has sucked a royal ass this whole year. And injury problems aside, we have Tonali at absolute garbage time. Tonali has been absolutely unrecognizable the last couple of games. He's caused more problems for his partner in the midfield than maybe even Bakayoko would be causing. Okay. It's misplaced passes. It's very negative play. We talked about it a couple of weeks ago. He's playing more his back towards goal than he is forward facing, and that's not good for him. So Pioli needs to find a way to get this guy going. And unfortunately, guys, Tonali does not get a pass because his last name ends in a vowel. This is you want to talk Milan tonight, guys? Let's talk about Milan.
Do you think, Steve, that the, you know, yes, because Tonali has been not even recognizable in the last couple of months. Is it because everybody's doing so bad that maybe the focus isn't on him?
No. This is again, it's us as a fan base picking and choosing who you want to blame. If Krunic had a tenth of the bad games that Tonali has had, we would be crucifying Krunic. And I see it in the chat. I see it in the Patreon chat. I see the stupidities in the Milan chat. I see the utter garbage that comes out of our fan base sometimes. And I'm shocked. I'm shocked. Because just call a spade, guys. We're just not playing that good. And that's it. You can't just blame one person. The team wins together and loses together. Last year, Pioli was on fire. This year, Pioli, we have to kick him out. Do you guys want to become Tottenham? Do you want to continuously change coach and win absolutely nothing?
You know, what's been bothering me, and I followed the Curva Sud page on Facebook, and it really bottled up how I'm feeling, is that you can criticize your team, this performance, everything. But when you start reading stuff like, fuck this team, we're not even going to make Europa League, Pioli get out of here, this guy's shit, we're not going to do anything, we're going to suck. And I was reading their post, and it's like, non si può più performances like this where we come and support. Take these 2 weeks because we need you, Milan. Forza Milan. And it's that support on the other side. We'll criticize. How many guys, we did this podcast in the fucking banter years. We're here to criticize what we see.
But we really forget how bad it was 10 years ago. And I'm guilty of this too, guys. Honestly, I am guilty. And maybe I'm not as mad because we did win last year. But trust me, I'm mad because I'm really pissed at stuff like this. You see the body language. Again, we have the commentator calling out Leao after a bad pass, taking a walk. Leao, if we wanted you to take a walk, we'll send you to Portugal on vacation. Now, if you're not playing in the Euro qualifiers, go to Portugal, go take a walk on whatever stupid beach you have in Portugal, and then come back and come and play soccer with the rest of the guys too. And I don't blame the Curva when at least they come out and it's a normal support, like it's a normal, hey, we're pissed off, and yes, we're gonna still support, but they're traveling to support, they're spending their money to support, and I'm not saying they have a right, they could say whatever they want, the same way we could say whatever we want, right? Yeah. But as long as you keep it civil the way they did this time and not start insulting people individually, for them, they represent Milan, right? Mm-hmm. And they don't care who's playing with the shirt. They care about Milan. I fall in that same category too. I have no attachment to any of these players. Really none, guys. From the bottom of my heart. I don't. I have an attachment to the jersey. And I have an attachment to Milan. And if these guys here think that winning a Scudetto is going to make me or the thousands and millions of fans happy, They got another thing coming. We don't care about them.
It's just, you know, even sometimes reading, oh, I mean, this team, you're going to see, we're not going to even come up with a goal. We're going to suck. We're going to this. And, you know, guys, if not supporting our red and black brand, the Milan, it's just sometimes even all of a sudden people are financial experts, Steve. They know about Redbird and they're the cheap bastards and right this.
It's too easy, Vince. It's too easy.
I know.
This is the world that we live in. It's the snowflake era. You know, there's a couple of quotes out there. Everybody's allowed to write and express your opinion. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
I've said it 1,000 times. Express your opinion. Say whatever you want. Just don't be racist. And don't involve politics and religion, and we can have a conversation. But I will never, ever, to my day, for the love of my kids and the kids of my friends, ever back down from a conversation where someone is absolutely wrong just because someone says, oh, but he's allowed to say whatever he wants. No, no, the world has to stop. This does not make sense anymore. If you're wrong, someone has to tell you that you're wrong.
First, like an example, Steve, if I were on the side to go Pioli out, to have a conversation, I would have to have a plan in my head to go, here's what I think we should do, Pioli out. Here's the plan, 12 last games, not just throw out Pioli out or sell Leao, sell him for even 50 million. Let's get rid of him. And sometimes I read this kind of shit and it's like, are you, I know sometimes we talk about emotions, but think before you speak. And you know, maybe our takes are not getting the clicks because we're not controversial and we don't give a fuck about that. You've said it many, many times, but guys, sometimes if you got to bring an opinion to whether it be your local chats, your local clubs, have something to back up your argument. Because to me, it makes no sense, guys. And again, I don't mean anything personal to anybody. But again, if you're going to tell me, right, Pioli out, perfect. Then what? Then what? So it's like, if we want to have a conversation, let's have a conversation. You could be right. I could be wrong. But at least don't just come out and blurt stuff out, you know? And I know sometimes stuff comes out, again, from emotions. But in the end, guys, it's just, let's keep it civil, right? And we do have a, you know, our fan base. I don't know. I think from what I've seen this weekend, Steve, I think we're top there with the worst of Twitter fan bases and opinions.
Absolutely. I have no real hesitation to say that, and it's everywhere. There's a select few people that you could have a real heart to heart intelligent conversation in.
Yeah.
And you know, we're gonna age ourselves, and we are guys that grew up in the East End here in Montreal. Guys, the East End of Montreal is Barville. So we've been going to bars for a long time, and I could speak with Vinny. I could have a conversation with an old man and sit down and play a card of and play a game of Treset with my eyes closed and make that man's day and talk about soccer and entertain him. I could also have a conversation with a 25-year-old about social media. Our generation is very lucky. We fit right in the middle and are able to have conversations with multiple people. Real, true, original conversations, face-to-face. Game of cards, mano a mano. This generation here behind screens, guys, is ruined. It's absolutely ruined. Old men at the bar see me and my friends walk in a bar. Their eyes light up like as if they saw Santa Claus. As if they have the naked golden girls walked in, guys. Because they know a conversation is coming and a game of cards is coming. When they see the younglings, they're not seeing a game of cards. They're seeing them on their phone and not being able to interact. And this is what's wrong with today. And that's why Milan Weekly Podcast gets X number of views and that stupid, dumbass tweet gets thousands of them. Again, I couldn't care less. I'm not really saying this because of clicks and interactions. But I'm just saying we're so attracted to stupid right now that the intelligent people on these platforms just get pushed aside.
You know what? We do have just a couple of questions on pay, but Jamie, would Vinny or Steve take Conte next season if Pioli's gone? I like Ramsey just saying, like, you know, at the end of the season, we'll reevaluate. Conte, the reasons why I wouldn't take him, most probably, no, for sure, high salary. And he has not had, for me, consistency. If you want to talk about a project, if you want to talk about something that's going to go long term, how many years, Steve, would he do at a team? Three, maybe maximum? Two, three?
Conte's show.
He's a motivator.
It's over now. It's the rinse and repeat. Go in, motivate for a bit, maybe win something the first year, and then destroy your project completely. Start bringing in players that he loves. He might even bring back Giacchettini, right? And why would you want someone like that so negative in a club where, unfortunately, we live in a league that we can't spend? And he wasn't even able to do it in a league where he has basically carte blanche.
Very well said there. Nathan, it's been a while. Nathan, thanks for reaching out. We're still in fourth because the top seven this season consists of one legit contender, five streaky pretenders, and one old lady getting begrudgingly backhanded by the man. Going to be a wild finish to the season in the most dysfunctional way possible. No reinforcements, no magical formation change, just haphazard calcio. If we finish in the top four, along with being in the Champions League quarterfinals, this season is still a success to me. I think that sums it up pretty good, Steve. Nathan saying is like, hey, if I'm making Champions League again, I've made it to the quarterfinal, right? It's still, for him, it's a success. Is it a success to you?
No, it's not a success. I told you my success is I want to win stuff. For me, it's an average season after you won something.
We met expectations. Would you leave it at that?
No, it's average. It's average because you're the champion. You should have been able to protect your in the chat. Someone put it beautifully. We didn't lose the championship. We gave it away.
What do you mean? Well, with all these kind of results, but obviously Gio from Coast to Cope, keep up the great work, guys. Please like and subscribe. I feel disgusted in how the team is performing. They leave the whole fan base puzzled. The whole organization has to look at themselves in the mirror. That's why this 2 weeks is needed. You guys always Coast to Coast on Wednesday with the Gio and Fabio, who is in the chat right now. And Steve, he did mention something. Where's the Presidente's nice graphic here? Oh, here we go. Steve, what would people have to do?
They got to like, subscribe, and comment. Interact with our YouTube guys. It's very important. Get that algorithm going. Leave comments. Share it. Pass it on to your friends. And, of course, subscribe.
There we go. Steve, before we finish this off and going to the Serie A results, do you even have a top of the match?
No, absolutely not. They were shit from back to front.
I was even taking a look like Bennacer, but even Bennacer, sometimes he didn't look that strong. He gave a bit of, but no. And how would be your biggest flop?
I honestly think Tonali was terrible.
Okay. I had said for Chao on mine, I just felt like he was responsible. The ball didn't get there by himself, but I thought he wasn't covering very good on that second goal. And I haven't seen the Chao that we saw, you know, a couple of games. So 2 weeks, Steve, let's see what happens. Because
yeah, they need to refocus again. He's got it's two weeks. When's the game against, we have it. I think it's the April 2nd, no?
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to be in New York to watch with Compara Franco. Second, we do have the graphic after the Serie A, so we're going to take a look at the next games. Actually, let me pull this up here now. Where is it? Let me take this out. And so you got Napoli on the 2nd, Empoli on the 8th, Napoli Champions League 4 days later. 4 days after that, Bologna, and, you know, very close again in the away game, Napoli. And teams like Empoli, Steve, teams like Bologna that see a skidding Milan, right? Like Zlatan is saying, oh, when you come play as a defending champion, everybody's a bit more motivated. But this is it. Is this not the month, Steve? Is this not like make it a do or die?
I don't think it's do or die. Well, it's do or die for Champions League, that's for
sure. Yeah, well, I mean,
to keep it up in the top four. Depending the other results from the other team, I think we have games to play, but I don't think it's do or die. But we're getting to a very uncomfortable spot. I wouldn't want to be hanging around that fourth spot, to be very honest with you, just because stupid Juventus and this dumb Serie A is going to give them back their points, and it's going to screw up everything. They're going to give them back their points to screw up the whole schedule and a decision that they made themselves, only for UEFA to possibly ban them out of Champions League to put back the fifth place. So, Serie A. Woo!
I don't see them giving them back their points, because somebody, I think it was Jan, like, would just make it up even more of a joke of an organization to take away and, oh, yeah, okay, here's your points back. Speaking of Juventus, speaking of Serie A, Steve, is the soundboard ready?
Soundboard is ready.
Here we go. That's for Liban Youssef. It's his favorite soundbite. Torino-Napoli, this was no surprise here, Steve. I don't even know if you have if you watched it. I know it was the morning
massacre game. That's what happens when you have a team in form. They just go and get stuff done, and they score, and they get the game out of the way pretty quickly. Torino had absolutely no answer. I don't know why the Torino fans decided to pick this game to go to challenge. I think their sporting director, I saw that a bit on the news. It's a bit dumb. You're playing the best team in the league, which Napoli is, let's face it, and is playing the most entertaining football. So that combined doesn't make a good mix for a Torino squad. But we struggled against Torino as well. So you could see the discrepancy between the two. So
this is a for me, a exactly what should happen on paper.
Yeah,
if you're looking at the performance. Fiorentina coming up with another win, Steve. Even them, I think they've had a couple of good streaks the last couple of weeks, yeah. Even in the conference.
That's another terrible game. I switched from the Napoli game because it was nothing to watch Torino-Napoli, and watched Fiorentina, but it was it was a bad game. It was not a good week for soccer, for the quality of football in Serie A this week. Besides the Napoli game, there was not too much.
Steve, Fujis and Funyun, that we still have to figure out who he is.
Yeah, we're not giving it to him now. It doesn't work like that.
Inter-Juventus, il derby d'Italia, polemiche, one handball is good for us, one handball is not good for them. What was the explanation? I even read on sports media said that, Rizzoli is debating of putting public the conversation that they had with the VAR. But they look the same to me.
I don't know. Their reasoning, from what I read, is that the ball never changed direction. So I don't know. I don't know which geometry school these guys went to. But
Inter didn't do anything to deserve to win.
No. I think this game finishing 0-0
is the right
score line. I don't think Juventus did anything either. But this is how Juventus has climbed back, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not playing fantastic football. It's playing really boring, closed-down soccer and just getting down 3 points. But at minus 15, they have no choice to do that. They need to get back. True. And again, I tip my hat. They're doing a good job. I don't know because, I'm sticking with my consistent opinion of Juventus. I find that they're a terrible team. I just don't think that they have much there besides the Chiesa. I don't think that they have a lot of synergy. But they're playing a system that's not very TV friendly, if we have to say,
no.
And excitement friendly, but they're getting the points and they're climbing back.
I'm still convinced, Steve, that if these points were not deducted, I don't think they would have been in the same position, because you're playing completely different games. Now, I don't think personally, if they were right now, what would they be, fourth, if I'm not mistaken?
Or plus 15, they're second place.
They're second place. I don't think if they would have lost, because now you're playing your games completely different. Now you're in second, you're in third for the last 10 weeks of Serie A. You're playing with a different pressure. But anyways, we'll see where the saga comes. But in the end, Inter, Juve, Steve, any takeaways from you? Anybody other than like maybe a little bit of a snooze fest? Fagioli,
again, that was Fagioli. It wasn't the greatest game. Pasta Fagioli. I actually had a very nice pasta Fagioli yesterday with a little bit of escarole inside. It cleaned out the system and the Budellis. I was much better than the Fagioli we saw there. But now they have another one, Vinny. Gatti. E nato il Gatti. Ooh, Gatti. Oh, the headline in Gazzetta dello Sport. We found another jewel, Gatti. Even when you read it on Gazzetta dello Sport, you have to read it like this. Gatti. Jesus
Christ. Thank you for the entertainment. So Gatti, yes. Monza Cremonese, I did not watch Monza Cremonese.
Let's go to the most overrated game there is in Italy. It's the most overrated game. I was sitting down and I was watching this, guys. Lazio Roma. First of all, I thought of it.
Ragazzi, ciao Ale, come stai?
Ciao presidente, il vero presidente. Come stai te? Tutto bene?
Tutto bene, grazie.
What'd you think about him?
Because I thought, how bad is it that you have this game, first of all, can't be played at night?
No.
Because of the savagery that these two clubs are going to bring out within one another. So we have to play it at 12 in the afternoon, where absolutely no one's going to watch except for Roma and Lazio fans. Right? So scheduling is absolutely shit. Then the game is absolutely destroyed by a red card.
Mm-hmm.
The football sucks, right?
It was scrappy. It looks like they were doing it on purpose to be scrappy. It's like it's expected. Lazio Roma has to be a scrappy game and physical.
And then, Vinny, this is your department. You know, I'm not the biggest WWE fan, but you know that, you and when you talk with Fabio and you guys, you know about WWE. Like, how many pre-planned fights can we have on the sidelines between Lazio and Roma? Like, guys, it's honestly, it's pure stupidity.
Did the coach push? Did he push the player? Who did he push there?
I don't know. This was such a bad game. It was such a bad game. And you have two teams that, you know, guys, it's tiring watching these things. They build it up like it's this great, fantastic rivalry between two titans. They fucking won shit, guys. Let's face it, both teams won shit. They've won nothing. And, and the commentators say, oh my God, this derby, it's a fierce derby between two giants. You know what? Second comes close to Derby de Milano. Second to this shit. Derby della Madonnina comes second to this shit.
Maybe 15, not even 15, 20 years ago. When maybe
38 Scudettos between the two teams. Eight. I know we have seven. I don't know how much Inter has. I always give them two. But 9 Champions League between the two teams. Who knows how many other trophies? And that one comes second. Why? Because we don't fight on the sideline. We don't have the Inter Ultras and the Milan Ultras don't kill each other. That's what you want to see. That's what they want to see. You want to see fighting on the sidelines.
Oh, man. This is
what, this is what pisses me off about Serie A. This. You're going to market the shit out of this garbage year in and year out. Year in and year out, I'm waiting for the Derby della Capitale. I'm waiting for when it's coming. Tell me. I have very lucky at 42 years old to have seen some teams, some Roma teams that were very entertaining with probably one of the best Italian players that we'll see in a very, very long time. Francesco Totti. But don't tell me, besides the arguments and stuff like that, there was a couple of derbies de la Capitale that were great.
Yeah. But to put them over.
Let's not put it on a pedestal just because we're trying to create some marketing material for these two clubs.
And on that note, Facebook Frank sent it to me, and you know, my indigestion. You're talking about how they're putting over this derby and how they like to fantasize it, and shame on La Gazzetta. That Gazzetta, I'm not going to give it more attention that it should, but Gazzetta posted something on Instagram about somebody wearing a very racist jersey and giving that person like even more. So Gazzetta, instead of taking, you know, something positive or something, no, why don't you spill more hate? And why don't you show the world how much some of these Italians are racist? And yeah, good job, Gazzetta. So for that, like, you know, you're talking about the commentators, it's a fierce derby and, you know, all this fighting. And then you have people showing a Gazzetta dello Sport, which is no, you know, Journal de Montréal, as the people of Montreal would understand. And now you're just promoting something and showing the world, hey, look what's going on in Italy. So that's my indigestion, especially for that.
Well, you just heard the checkpoint for Presidente. If he wants to get a clip, he can send that to his Lazio and Roma fans here in the city. That's my indigestion of the week. We're putting on a pedestal this derby, the La Capitale, for no reason, guys. I'm not even ashamed to say it. I would any day of the week pick Derby della Madonnina, and, you know, has the soccer of Derby della Madonnina been any better? No. But Inter and Milan, the way they do their derbies and the way they can coordinate their tifos and be in sync should be praised more than the violence and the stupidity on the sidelines between Lazio and Roma. That's my two cents.
I think it had both ultras, the capos of the ultras, how many years ago is that they decided, I think there was a fan that had died, and that decided that after that point, the bickering will be inside the stadium. After that is it. There's going to be no fighting and you know, back and forth. You know, we saw the Napoli fans and the German fans during the Champions League. This is kind of stuff. Let's show this what's going on. And you know what the worst part is, Steve, is that this kind of shit happens all over the world, but they don't show it. They just show it. They just try to show the Italians on, you know. And yes, there's a discussion going to, well, Napoli threw flares at the bus before. People don't want to talk about that, right? People were told not to come for their safety. But hey, let's bring them on and let's give everybody a show, right? Anyways. Slide, what do we have on the next ones? Sassuolo, Spezia. A snoozer on this one. I don't know if you want to add anything before we get into a lively 2-2 Salernitana and Bologna. You watched this one, Steve?
Yeah, I actually watched Salernitana Bologna. I didn't think Bologna was going to come back. They got they went down and then quickly got an equalizer. And Bologna needs to win these types of games. You know, same thing. I know Salernitana gave Milan a run, but Bologna, for where they are in the standings, I thought they were going to win this game. I had them to win. And Salernitana gets a point. So let's go.
Atalanta would have much needed 3 points. They hadn't had the best the last couple of weeks, even them. I did not watch this one, Steve. I don't know if you were able to catch a little bit.
No, I was not able to catch the last two.
And Sampdoria taking 3-1 over Verona. And looking at the standings now, you know, you're looking at all these break time. Obviously, I think it's been a while that we know that this was going to be a battle for Europe in reality, right? So you're looking at 50, 48, 47. And again, I still am amazed of what the performances that we've done in the last 3 to 4 weeks, how we're still there. And what were Nathan's words? Five streaky pretenders and one old lady getting, you know, it just out of all these Inter could be very easily at 61 points, 9 points, like, you know, like just completely
Inter
lost.
Inter has 9 losses.
Guys, that's crazy. Oh, you know what? I didn't even realize 9 losses.
Yeah. And it's because we have 4 draws and they have 2 more wins than us. But
who did Napoli lose to 2 of them other than the Inter game? Not the Inter game. Who did they lose to? Yeah.
They have 2 losses, loss? 2 draws.
Yeah, who's the second loss to?
I don't remember.
When Lazio one day. Yeah. Wonder, anyways. So, and bottom 3, Steve. Looks like me, about 5 points, Verona, Spezia, I'm not too sure.
Someone, if Spezia doesn't wake up, maybe Spezia can drop down, but... Still, 5 points.
And away we go. That was it the last slide? Yes. I know we had a little bit of a Jan wasn't able to post up some of the. Let me see, Steve. Keep our fans entertained just in case he put it up. Let me go see if it is uploaded.
You're checking for the busted Calcio tweets.
No, not uploaded. Not uploaded. But you know what? There is one in particular. We don't need a. Do you want to talk about it, Steve? We don't need a picture because we could talk about it. So I'm going to put it up here. Well, put it up. I'm going to read it out. Oh, done, Vinny. Oh, where is it? So let's... how's it done? Sorry, guys. This is a... guys, we're on... Presidente is going to...
this is live.
Live, guys. Live.
More pasta if I know you talk. Let's scroll through the questions, guys.
Busted Calcio. Where is it? You have anything entertaining in the comments?
Everyone is giving Milan a run.
All right. No, nothing here yet. That's a refresh, good refresh. Oh, here we go. I needed to do the refresh, Steve.
That's actually a really good question. What is currently the best derby in the world besides Milan Derby?
Barcelona Madrid always attracts a lot, right?
Manchester. Yeah, that one too. That one's a lot of publicity too. How about I think the Turkish ones are whenever they don't, again, I don't like when they fight with each other. I just like a lot of the German ones are low key good games. And like I don't know too much about German soccer, but I find out like, oh, this was a derby. And it's like, really? And like a great game, good tifo, and good soccer. That's what we're looking for. So, again,
I can't still see the file. I don't understand why I can't see the file. What other questions we got there? Celtic Rangers. Yeah, that's a good one. I think that history comes from one team. One team had. Is this the good one?
One is Protestant and one is Catholic.
Exactly.
That's the divide.
Okay, I think I got the good one. All right, so let me get rid of this one. And yeah, you're talking about the Turkish one, Steve. It's the Galatasaray and Fenerbahce, I believe. And that one gets pretty violent, too. So let's have a look at our... Oh, thank you, Lab Gorilla. I'm not familiar with that one, but he's coming up with the championship ones.
Yeah, Sergio's right.
The Boca
and River is good.
There is a nice YouTube. They're older. There's newer versions, but, you know, derbies around the world. Steve, it's time. Busted tweets. Busted
Calcio tweet time.
Here we go. Slide number one. Which football opinion has you like this? Haaland is overhyped, not the generational player some think he will become. This, it's got to be clickbait, Steve. No, who in their right mind could think something like this?
I don't know. It's, again, it's hard to pick where they're coming from, if it's for interactions or not there. But
yeah. All right, this one.
Haaland is a machine. It's everywhere that he's been, he scored. And now he's at a very good Manchester City team, and a lot of his goals are pure number nine goals.
Do they pass Bayern Munich? Beast. Do they pass Munich?
I think it's going to be a really good game to watch. But I don't know what comes out of there, depending which Manchester City shows up. The scared one from the Champions League that can't handle the pressure, or the one that's razor lightning sharp.
Slide number two. Andrea Pirlo was a very limited midfielder and would never make the cut in modern football. If Gattuso and Vidal weren't born, we would have been shipped back to Brescia.
Poor guy.
And this guy's got at Van Basten 9. Hopefully he's not a Milan fan. Like, you know, I have my personal opinions about Pirlo, but never would I say that he wouldn't make it. He wouldn't cut it in modern football. I don't know about you, buddy, but this one's pretty busted, Steve.
Yeah, pretty sad.
Very sad. How many more of these did he find here? Zidane's club's career as a player is vastly overrated. Oh, okay. He didn't win anything, right, Steve Zidane? most expensive.
This Eurofoot tweet over here really funded our busted Caucho tweets quite a bit. I didn't think. I liked Zidane at Juve. I finally was not for any Milan fan, but I appreciate his skill and talent. You know, then moving to Real Madrid with the rest of that team, put him once again over the top, and the national team had a fantastic career as well. But at club, he won. It's not like he didn't win. As soon as you touch that Champions League and the Golden Ball, there's not too much. And we're not in the 20th century here, where we're giving out Golden Balls to Messi and Ronaldo as a popularity contest, right? So
there we go. Liverpool versus Man City fully surpassed the El Clasico in terms of quality and entertainment. People only like it because of Messi and Ronaldo. Liverpool versus Man, because Liverpool, they're talking about that game that they won like 7-0 or something. And Liverpool is now no championship, but no Champions League, no nothing for next year. But hey, the EPL is the greatest league in the world, Steve. So,
and I don't even think that's a derby. I think they're from two different parts of England there, and it becomes a good game. EPL is very, very good at
hyping up. Just like Serie A likes to hype up the derbies, Steve.
Hype ups, yeah.
What else? So you got some quality ones here. Here we go. Now, I don't know if he was referring to, because no country will have more teams in the Champions League quarterfinals than Italy. Tell me again about all our problems. Now, did he mean problems that we're not good? Teams were not respected around the world? But Matteo, when you post something like this, right, you want me to bring up the Gazzetta again? Tell me about the problems in Italy, about the... So this one was, and I think he got a couple of replies on this tweet here. I see.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of replies there. And for me, this is the winner.
Yeah.
I understand. You make your living off repping this league, and it's 100% understandable to not take it through the trash like we do. You know, like, I'm not on Serie A's list of employees of the month if I would be working for them. But that's me. I like to say the truth. I like to be honest, and when something is better, it's better. This unfortunately was a bit of a shocker to see, because let's just be happy we have the three teams and let's move on. Let's not gloat about something that doesn't exist.
You tweeted, Steve, because even I was saying at one point, I was talking to the guys at the bar, and I'm like, I have a feeling in the end Lazio didn't make it, but you know that I had a feeling that all seven teams from Italy were going to go through their respective stages in Europe and nobody would talk about Italy. And then you said it. Your tweet is like, yes, it's good, it's great, right? But in the end, what are they going to remember? Who's winning it?
They're just going to remember the winners. But tweets like this do the reverse for the league, because then everybody jumps on this tweet and starts saying about what's bad. It reminds everybody what's bad. It's racist. Its infrastructure is from the 1930s. Its population is racist as well, pretty much racist. They have absolutely no foresight into what this league is going to be in the next 5 years, let alone next year. There's a big problem with this tweet. And for me, this is the winner. When I saw this is the winner.
Yeah, even as the Milanista, we almost roasted Presidente on these busted tweets once. So nobody's.
This is the thing. Now, if people take it personally, it's another story. Don't take it personally. You win the busted cultural tweet because you tweeted something that makes absolutely no sense.
And if he did mean what I said at the beginning, well, put an explanation in your tweet. You know,
no, there's no excuse for that, Vinny. You can't explain your tweets. if you have to explain your tweets, that means you shouldn't.
No, but let's say if it was the case, to say like people seem to always turn a blind eye to Serie A, but here we are with six teams, you know, showing that instead of like, tell me about our problem. No, we do have problems. We do have
sometimes,
lots of problems.
Sometimes you have to just be quiet and enjoy the ride and enjoy and have other people do the talking for you. My rule is if you have to explain your tweet, it's a very good possibility that you shouldn't have tweeted it.
And, you know, Mikey at the bar, Steve, had said when I walked in after the draw, he looked at me and goes, Vince, not even Disney could have booked this draw the way it came out, you know, to have if Inter passes, to have 100% an Italian team in the finals, the four best teams out of the eight playing each other. So there is some luck. President is riding in there. It is what it is, luck or no luck, just the way, you know, you need a bit of that. You need a bit of that every single year. But did he have any more quality ones for us? Yeah. So, Steve, no discussion. I think Mateo,
we'll get the CBS Sports and Paramount Plus win. I wish we had a fund and we can send them a trophy, you know?
No, but then we're going to get canceled, Steve. If we do that, then they're gonna block us.
I'm uncancelable. Is that a word?
Uncancelable?
Uncancelable.
So, yes, DVP is uncancelable. Whatever. But yeah, that's definitely a busted tweet. And hey, if they can't take a bit of humor, that's what we're here for.
Exactly. Let's move on.
Steve, next week, are you with us? We might have... we need to send winners from Tapiro d'Oro. Actually, you know what? Patreon money, Steve. There's a bit of money in the bank account there. I have to buy Fabio a couple of beers and Franco a couple of beers with our Patreon funds. Even though like they contribute to Patreon, so they're paying with their own money. But guys, thank you always for the support. Warp to 57. Thank you very much. But Steve, next Monday, maybe we have a special show. We'll keep everybody appraised. Coast to coast on Wednesday. Welcome back, Sonny. And an invitation to Milan Club. Look into the camera. Milan Club Napoli.
Milan Club Napoli.
Montreal Club Napoli. Napoli Club Montreal. Come and watch the game with us. We're inviting you. We'll come to yours, right? No strings attached. We just watch together. You know, like how clubs act, you know? They do a bit of exchange. Presidente presents the other Presidente with the scarf. You know, we don't have to look at anything. No books, no sponsors. Just come and watch the game. Just come and watch the game. That's my little message. Stevie P, anything in closing?
No, I want to take a nice international break. I want to watch the Azzurri. We may talk about the Azzurri next Monday. And then just let's refocus. Back from the international break, a nice tilt with a really in shape Napoli to get the motor running again. Let's see if we can depress Milan fans even more, and we'll ride on and keep on for the rest of the campionato and aim for those top four spots.
And I loved what you wrote the last week to say, hey, let them believe what they want to believe. Nobody believes we could win it, right? So. You want to put out your videos of like, you know, celebrating the draw, the Champions League draw, and what's going on. That's all fine. But keep not believing in Milan, and we'll be here supporting no matter what. Ovunque, e sempre.
Forza Milan!
Ciao, guys. Italia!